continues to knock it out in front of him. Good turn of speed. He's lost Patfield, has a shot on goal from the pocket and puts it through.
Oh, that's a goal of the year contender,
that
one.
Is great work by Shane Yarra.
Through the middle now go the Dockers, and this is good. Blakely delivers a lace-out pass, and Ballantyne dives in and marks. Bang! Comes up short, still in the field of play, and he's got three. Skirting around this is Yaron, and Yaron snaps the goal. Cornelio's kick inside the 50 to Johnson, Stevie J marks. And he opens up the angle, hooks it back, and kicks the goal. High ball by Apnos. Oh, a climb, and unfortunately, no mark. It comes to Ballantyne, a hand pass back. And the kick is a goal, beautifully done by Lockie Neal.
Good mark by Apnos. Quickly lays it off to Walters. And Walters gets tackled from behind by Rory Long.
Pat gathers for a mark. It comes to the front of Green.
Clever.
A little kick, a cheeky little kick over the top. Patton marks, plays on and goal.
Whitfield drives into the lead of Patton, who's getting plenty of it at the moment.
Energy levels of Fremantle have dropped remarkably in the last 5 minutes. They've got to be very careful here.
Comes down to Blakely of the Dockers. A high ball, not great distance, mark. But a fantastic mark has been taken by Haynes. Cameron for his second goal of the game on the paint of 50. Looks pretty good. And home it goes for the goal. Clark wins. Comes down to Mundy. Scrambles a kick forward. But out of defence, Phil Davis for the Giants. That should be the end of it. And Toby Green takes a mark up on centre wing. And indeed, that is half-time here. But the Dockers were pretty good, actually. At half-time, they trailed by 20 points after they trailed by 7 at quarter-time. It's the Giants, 8-7-55, leading the Dockers 5-5-35.
Most disappointing thing, though, Drew, is they only kicked one goal for that stanza. So you need to do more than that if you're going to win games of footy. Doesn't matter who you're playing. For the Giants, 2 goals each to Patton and Cameron, and 1 each to Hopper, Green, Johnson and Griffin. And for the Dockers, 3 to Yaron in the first quarter. 1 each to Neal and Atnes.
Kicks it towards Rory Lobb.
Was that Elmer Fudd calling then, was it?
Who was that?
Rory.
Rory.
Rory. Elmer Fudd calling.
Oh, was it?
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting Wabbit.
Lobb.
The big fella. He scrambles a kick out wide. Stevie Johnson receives and snaps a goal from 35.
Mundy turns it over and away they go. Smith, Cameron, open goal line and it's through. Smith spears it low towards Kelly. He got mixed up. He said, Patton, you go. Patton said, Kelly, you go. Johnson says, I'll go, and he kicks a goal. Marking contest. Almost a good one taken there by Johnson.
Oh!
Comes down the lock.
He's lobbed it through.
Over the head of Shaw. Stepped away from goal by Tavner. And it's taken by Walters, who goes for goal, and he's broke. Oh, I was going to say he's broken the long drought, but the ball hit the post.
There's chance for Yarrens. He just kicks it to an open forward. There's no one in the defensive 50, so there's charge of the Light Brigade here. That goes Heath short. Spears it there to Wilson. Wilson takes the mark. And the siren about to sound here. At spotless. 92-point win coming up here for the GWS Giants. And don't they love it? 19-15-129 to 5-7-37.
Pump it up, Pete.